Christine Christian, your survey says more Australians are using credit cards just to get by. What sort of credit card debt trap are families falling into?
It's true to say that Australians are demonstrating significant intentions to spend in the March quarter using both credit card and, to a much lesser extent, charge card.
What are credit cards being used for? Luxuries or, in some cases, just to get by?
Well, for many consumers, the latest survey suggests very strongly that they're turning to credit to try and make ends meet. So this is for just consumer items that they otherwise just cannot afford to purchase on a cash basis.
Is this just about big credit card spending over Christmas, which we tend to see each year, or a change in the way households are dealing with or perhaps just accepting expensive debt?
Yeah, look, it's a little bit of both. The annual Christmas credit splurge does traditionally result in a significant spike in consumers, you know, spending, and then we've often seen them struggling with their finances in the new year. But we're starting to see a new pattern emerge here. And it's mainly in two demographics, the first one being the 18 to 34-year-old demographic. We've seen purchases there that normally cash would have been used, a round of drinks over Christmas, for instance, or you know, food or petrol. And the other demographic where it's probably of even greater concern are families with children. Here we're starting to see basic staples being used with a credit card.
So credit cards being used for entertainment or paying for the groceries at the supermarket, whereas once upon a time they would have been a direct charge from the savings account.
Would have been a direct charge from the savings account or cash. And credit cards were, you know, generally used then for bigger ticket items where people felt that they could purchase the item and then pay it off over a period of time.
With a period of historically low interest rates, a rising dollar and lower petrol prices, do you believe some households have become complacent about access to money?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, the last 5 years prior to the GFC, I mean, we experienced a period of at least 5 years of significant growth, and we saw a significant increase in credit card usage. In fact, for the younger demographic, 18 to 34, the credit card was being used as their main form of currency, such as mobile phone accounts, and very rarely now does that demographic save up and purchase an item.
Interest rates are expected to rise for the fourth consecutive time next week. What sort of pressure will this put on many households?
This trend is cause for some great concern, particularly as funding costs are set to continue throughout the year. The Reserve Bank has already begun to move rates away from the emergency lows seen during the height of the crisis, and the banks have surely been passing these costs through to consumers. So these further increases, these inevitable further increases in the cost of credit, will trigger an irreversible spiral where they get into serious debt troubles.
In other words, credit cards that simply aren't paid off.
Well, yes, and we're starting to see a rise in the number of credit cards not being paid off, that is revolving credit. Fewer individuals are paying the entire amount off to prevent paying interest, that is before the interest-free period, whereby they have no intention of paying off their credit card before the interest-free period, rather they will pay the minimum off over a larger period of time. So that round of drinks that they purchased for their friends over Christmas will end up costing them an exorbitant amount by the time they finish paying it off.
Personal responsibility is one thing, but surely credit card providers have a role to play here as well.
Well, they do, but I suppose in fairness to the credit card providers, we operate under a negative credit reporting system, so in many cases they're not aware that individuals already have multiple credit facilities. Our system, our credit reporting system in Australia does not allow for that type of data to be listed on one's credit file. So you could have six cards at the moment and use one to pay off the other. And that's okay while interest rates have been fairly low, but this will be a national problem if it's not addressed very quickly.
You also say 86% of Australians have no idea what their credit profile looks like. Are they putting their credit rating at risk?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, many of them don't realise that that if they don't manage to pay off the debt, this will result in a default being recorded on their credit report. And these defaults stay on a credit file for 5 years and can severely limit an individual's ability to access affordable mainstream credit in the future. So these individuals who do end up with a default on their file end up on this never-ending, you know, treadmill where they're paying far higher interest rates than anybody else without any means of getting off.